Welcome to Books, Beauty, and Business. Our goal is to inspire, motivate, and encourage others through laughter, accountability, success stories, most importantly, easy steps for achieving greatness. My name is Tawny Bro, and I am so excited to have Patrice Ford-Lynn joining us today. But before we jump in, a quick shout out to our sponsor. Thanks to our sponsor, Success Headway Advertising and Digital Marketing Automation Systems. This is perfect for business owners that want to optimize sales and marketing decisions based on proven data and results. Never miss an opportunity to connect with your customers through social media, emails, and texts with personalized automation that turns curiosity into scheduled appointments. Now, you are going to be so impressed with Patrice. She received an undergraduate degree in sociology from Yale University and a graduate degree in nonprofit management from the Harvard's Kennedy School. She has guided startups of three national level organizations, and for more than 25 years, she's worked with leaders to build their organizations while supporting them through their own personal growth. Let's jump right in.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Books, Beauty, and Business. We are so excited to have you, Patrice.
Thank you.
Yes. And I love the work that you do as an executive leadership coach. I think personally, I think everybody needs a coach.
It's true.
So tell us a little bit about how you got started.
No, thank you for that question. It's actually a bit ridiculous. I resisted it for quite some time. I started my career in youth and community development and was a consultant. I led companies, did a lot of other things kind of in that corporate organizational space. And after a few years of being a management consultant, my wife looked at me and said, "You are a powerful consultant, but you're a transformational coach. You're wasting your time." And that just sat on me like, woo, out of me. And she just walked away as if she hadn't just, you know, completely ended her life. And in that moment, I realized it was a moment of reckoning where I was playing small. Like I was a phenomenal management consultant, but where my genius really lay was with transformational conversations, helping folks as an executive coach. So I took about 6 months to get my mind right, to get my mindset around the possibility of actually launching a business to do this work.
Wow. So can you explain a little bit more about the transformational part of it? Like, I understand it would be hard to wrap your head around.
Right. So often when we think about taking a risk, it's an area that we know about. So I love coaching. I'd already been certified. I'd already been coaching folks, but I saw it more as a hobby. I didn't see anything that was going to be a career. And I realized in order to believe I could make a career out of it, I also needed to believe that I could run my own business. Not someone else's business, not an institution that already had a budget, that I could start from scratch and run a successful business. And so it took me a while to get my feet under me in the same way someone would around the content. Because as a coach, I'm going to continuously be learning, but I feel really confident there. I just start to get confident about actually developing my strengths as a business owner.
Yes, absolutely. So how long have you been an executive coach and transformational coach?
Over 10 years. So I'm trying to remember when I actually got the certification, but if I think back, it was more than 10 years ago that I went out to lunch with three different people in one weekend, you know, a Sunday boozy brunch somewhere, dinner something. And in that one weekend, all three of them looked at me and said, "Did you know you're a coach?" And again, I was floored because I was just having great conversations with people I cared about, providing insights from my lived experience. And that's when I decided to take my first personal development class to really understand the power of facilitating beautiful, transformative conversations. And in that course, I remember it was a 4-day weekend retreat. I was blown away by the power of the work. On the way, I was like, this is This is actually deeply powerful in the way that it was healing, in the way it provided guidance and insight to what we do and why we do it. So I have been a coach. So I would say that's been a path to then get certified, to doing more trainings, to learning as much as I could to be excellent.
Absolutely. That stirs up so many questions around I love when people find their passion, and it sounds like you've experienced this several times where it's kind of been almost thrown at you like, did you know, like you're amazing at this. And then that kind of sparked that next stage and that next step for you.
Absolutely. It is. And that's why I say I almost feel like I was reluctant, even though I love this work, to step into it fully. And it's something that I see with my clients regularly, where we're brilliant. There's something that you know is yours to do, but there's a reticence. And being able to go through my own journey and even be present and understand what that's about, what that looks like, what that feels like, means it's I'm able to hold space for other people to go through theirs.
Absolutely. So what have you found is the most was the most challenging part for you in your own transition into this?
The idea of being responsible,
Mm.
right? So it's one thing when, again, you're working on other people's vision, but holding the full accountability for all parts of the organization, for all parts of the company, whether that's where I show up, who I take on as clients, how I decide my rates. There's so many things to think about. And at the end, regardless of how many people I have on my team, the buck stops with me. Sitting in that place of accountability where you know these decisions are going to impact your bottom line. They're going to impact the people you work with. They're going to impact your team members. It is a pretty big thing to sit with.
Yes. And it's exciting and fun at the same time, right?
That's it. It's attention. You know, there's this book by Tara Mohair called Playing Big. And I really love it because she talks about the fact that there's a fear anytime we're playing bigger than we're used to, when we move into a bigger arena. And knowing that that is true is so powerful in helping us to be there, because it's not that you won't have those butterflies or those questions, that it's not that adrenaline and cortisol won't be running through your system. It absolutely will. The question is now, how do you inhale and exhale into that? And use
Absolutely. I love that. And I am going to ask you your book recommendation. So I do want to, I will make notes of these because people are going to be like, I want that book. That sounds great. So I'm going to make sure that we have those listed below as well. Okay, so I love the topic. I love the fact that you stepped out, you started your own successful business, you're making these decisions. Okay, one more question on transformation. What do you think, in your experience through this, what do you think holds people back from taking that like big leap?
You know, I wish I could say it was just one thing. So we often get messages from society, whether you are, I'm so many things, I'm immigrant, I'm African American, I am Jamaican, I am Black, I am bisexual, I'm a cancer survivor. Like, there's so many things that make up my identity. But whatever the things are that make up your identity, I find we often get messages, and they're sometimes indirect by the ways that people listen to us or don't listen to us, by the ways people think of us when they think about opportunities or don't think of us. But those messages say that we're not good enough. And we start to internalize that and believe it. So it's the ways that we actually internalize other people's doubt or other people's inability to see our light and our brilliance that is, to me, the most detrimental. Because when you start to believe that, it takes a lot of work to create a new narrative. There's a phrase I use with my clients regularly. The story I'm telling myself is. And it's a reminder that everything we think isn't necessarily true. So if the story I'm telling myself is, I'm not a business owner, but you've run businesses. So we start to then look at a counter narrative. So if there's one piece of advice I can say to folks who are thinking about starting a business or just want to step into something more powerfully, is to absolutely question those voices of self-doubt that speak to them.
Yes. Are they even true? Right? These limiting beliefs we put on ourselves. I was very curious because as in your role, you're working with so many people through this process that, and I think we can all see it even in our own life, in our decisions, like when we feel like we're not, like you said, playing big, right? We're holding back. Like, why are we holding back? Like, what's going on there? That's why we need you. That's why people need you in their life to help work through these things. So you're out there motivating people and helping them transform in their careers, in their personal life. I mean, it's also tied together, right? So okay, first of all, I think you may have answered this a little bit, but how did you find your love for this service?
You know, I will say I didn't find it. It was always within me. And I think that can be a little tricky because when some things come to you so naturally, and whatever it is, for some people, it might be gardening or cooking, whatever those things are that come to you naturally, it's easy to take those things for granted. And so if you talk to people who have known me for decades, they would say, Patrice didn't become a coach. She's always been a coach. She decided to step into it professionally. So again, it's not something that I decided to do. I mean, there was definitely a moment of reckoning where I had to summon the courage to build a business around it. But wanting to support people to think about what it means to step into their deepest possibility, what it means to live boldly in their lives is almost a side effect of being my friend.
I love that. I mean, that's the dream, right? To be so passionate about what you do and then be able to actually make a living doing it is just such a wonderful thing. Yeah. So blessed, right?
You know, when I think about it, it is such a powerful concept that we can actually spend our days on this earth doing things that we find deeply fulfilling. Not just get up, go to sleep, and repeat. Do work that speaks to our soul, speaks to our spirit. And that is worthy of my time every day.
Absolutely. So gosh, you sound like you're just like got this battery inside of you that never ends. But I am going to ask, like, so where do you find your inspiration and your motivation from?
You know, I will say I am a natural introvert, so the battery absolutely will run out. No question about it. So there are a number of things that I do. I rest. I take resting really seriously. So if it means taking half a day and blocking my calendar to sit outside and be, just be in nature and allow my body to sync up with the rhythms of nature, slow down a bit. Or if it's, I became a yoga instructor, not because I ever want to teach, but because I wanted to understand the mind-body connection. That has been particularly powerful. So I'll get up in the mornings and I'll get on my yoga mat. And I'll just feel into what's going on in my body. Where am I holding tension? Where do I have an opportunity to be more expansive? And I find as I'm honoring those truths in my body, my spirit is also awakening and becoming more alive. So it's actually really rejuvenating, reinvigorating for me. Outside in nature, to be on my yoga mat, to be in my body in that way.
Oh, I love that. Makes me want to go do yoga like immediately.
Big fan of yin. I was not a huge yoga person. I thought it was much up, down, around, and sideways. I was like, this is not relaxing. But if you hold the poses for like 4 to 8 minutes, just allow your body to sink. It's like a breath of fresh air.
Oh, yes. Yes, I love that. So, a question here back on your business. So, as a coach and having a consulting firm like this, and it is if that's the right term that you use, but how do you market your business?
I've been really, really fortunate. Most of my clients, and when I say the vast majority, have been through referrals. This is what I have found. When I do good work and I talk about the good work I do, people are excited about it. They want to know more. They want to know how they can have a piece of that too. It's allowed me partnerships with companies, partnerships with other organizations where they pull me in to be a coach for their executives or their fundees, for example. So much of my work is because people are willing to speak my name in rooms I'm not even in and will never be. And those rooms open doors for me.
Oh, that's amazing.
I will say, I just remembered I started a newsletter on LinkedIn. It was called Audacity. So check me out, Patrice Ford Lynn, LinkedIn. It's called The Audacity. And the first one was The Audacity to Believe in Ourselves.
I
Because
love that.
it's something that we don't, if you do, it's easy to take for granted that other people do. But when you have the audacity to believe in yourself, everything else becomes possible.
Oh, I love that. We are definitely going to check that out. Thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
So, okay, now we're to the books, and you had mentioned one already, but do you have book recommendations for us?
Listen, I love reading. When I say I love reading, I mean I love reading. So I could talk about books for hours. The one that just came to mind is Quiet by Susan Cain, and it's about the power of introverts. I often have folks, when I'm doing group coaching sessions, come up to me and say, Patrice, you talk about sponsorship and mentorship, but I'm an introvert and I don't know how to network. And I say, read this book. Because it really helps us, folks who are introverts, to think about what it means to be who you are powerfully instead of trying to be somebody else. And one of my absolute deepest beliefs is that when we are our most authentic selves, that we are most powerful. So, for folks who are saying, okay, I hear you, but I don't know the how of this, a great book to provide some insights around what it looks like when you show up in your power in a way that feels authentic to you.
Awesome. Thank you. And for those who are looking for that book, the link will be below for that as well. So, what is your favorite beauty tip?
Oh, my favorite beauty tip is probably sleep. I'm a fan of a nap, and I don't mean just a power nap. I'll take a good 30-minute nap, and working from home has really, really been great. As between meetings, I can just take a quick, and I find it revitalizes me, refreshes me, and I come back so much more thoughtful and open and ready, really generative and expansive thinking. So absolutely 8 hours of sleep, sometimes more. I have no problem sleeping 9, 10 hours a night and taking naps, even if it's 10 minutes, 5 minutes, but even 30 minutes. Really helpful.
Oh, you are so grounded. It is difficult. Sometimes it's not as hard, but I feel like sometimes it's just difficult with so much going on and so much in your mind to really get that 8 hours of sleep. And people do not realize how important it is. I think I read a study where it's your brain works 30% better with 8 hours of sleep. So, like, if you don't get that good sleep, you're not at the top of your game too, right?
I would say, and I love the way you put it, it's actually a leadership concept, right? So One of the biggest challenges I find with my clients is that they're triple booked. They're trying to figure out how to find time to go to all the meetings. And I'm like, no, take the meetings off. Your job is to figure out how to build a team around you to delegate so that you have time to be visionary. So you have time to think and imagine about possibilities other people are not yet imagining. So you can move yourself and your company in those directions. So to me, it is not even optional. It is absolutely game changing to get noticed because we're in a space that allows us far more creative thinking when we do.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Okay, and as you just spoke about successful habits and leadership habits, do you have some good daily tips for success?
No, this is what I will say. There's probably not one for everyone, but understanding how your body works and playing to that can be really helpful. I'm a morning person. I love to get up, get some exercise in, get some stretching in. If I can get some weights in, like all of that, an amazing start to my day. That is not an amazing start to my wife's day. She's an evening person, right? And so she can get up in the morning, she can do it, but that's not necessarily how she plays to her strengths. So she finds quiet time to think late at night. And that's when she feels most generative. So really, again, listening to our bodies and understanding what they're telling us about how they work best and what they need to operate at their best.
That is great advice too. Really understanding your own like
Rhythms.
times for deep work, right? And those moments.
Yes. And you mentioned another book by Cal Newport that I love, Deep Work.
That is a great one too, guys.
Yeah.
If you've read Deep Work, it's amazing. It really is. Well, I have loved talking with you. This has been so great and insightful as well. So, do you have any additional motivational advice for the ladies listening?
Well, one, thank you so much for having me. It has been an absolute joy and pleasure. I feel like I could continue talking to you for the next 2 hours. That would be very easy. If I could leave folks with one piece of advice, I would say, why not you? So often we say, why me? Or why not? Nobody is born without great talents and strength and ingenuity. There's a saying that says if you judge a fish on its ability to climb a tree, it would always look like failure. And so think about the things that light you up, that bring you joy, and go deeply into them. We talked a little bit about beauty. For me, I think about surrounding myself with things that are beautiful. And maybe that's a different way to think about beauty, but that lights me up and brings me joy. And it allows me to step into the things that are possible for me, the truths that are possible. So the one thing I would leave folks with is, why not you?
I love that advice. And it probably falls on everybody's ears in a different way based on what they're going through at the moment or things they're experiencing or dreams that they have held back from. Yes, they're exactly. So I feel like that is great advice because it's so powerful. Like, why not? Like, I can absolutely do this next step. I'm absolutely, ready and I have everything.
And knowing that feeling, that adrenaline pulsing inside you isn't an indication you're not ready. It's an indication you're playing bigger. And that's great. And in fact, if you look around, everything that we see is because somebody decided to play bigger because it didn't exist. Everything is of our creation. So why wouldn't you be that creative as well?
Absolutely. Oh, this has been so fun. If you guys are interested in talking with Patrice some more, her contact information will also be below, along with the books that we talked about. And thank you again so much for coming on. Until next time, guys, goodbye.
Thank you, everyone.